Why Pandora Covets Your Car. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The future looks bright right now at leading music webcaster Pandora. After years of struggling, the Oakland, California company recently reached a royalty agreement with a group representing music performers and record labels and secured $30 million in new financing. Pandora has found success of late as a music streaming application on smartphones, most notably on iPhones. Founder Tim Westergren says the car dashboard is the next logical step for Pandora.
You know, the two biggest destinations for radio listening are in the car and at home, about 40% apiece. So for us, the really key thing is access in the car and access at home. And the iPhone certainly has sort of been a linchpin of this for us. It's generated a tremendous new flow of registered listeners. Of the 60 to 70,000 new registered listeners that join Pandora every day, well over half come from mobile devices, and the iPhone is a big piece of that. But I think it's also changed the perception among consumers of what internet radio is, away from sort of computer radio and something you listen to, you know, just at work or just on a computer, to something you can take to the gym or plug into your car or, you know, dock at a base station at home and listen to over your home stereo. So I think it's really redefining radio.
How do you get into people's cars then?
Well, for now, the phone is the way to get into a car. It brings internet into the car, and then the next piece is sort of integrating software into the dashboard so that you can get Pandora on display on your screen and control it through buttons on the dashboard.
The dashboard of a car is a really difficult place to sort of get to, right? And it takes a long time because you really have to sort of get in as cars are being manufactured.
Yeah, I mean, the key to deployment in cars is having them installed by the manufacturer. But ultimately, the real gold mine is if you can be pre-installed in cars so that it's just plug and play.
Right. So you hope that eventually there'll be a device that probably might even still have AM and FM on it, but it also has internet streams and maybe just sort of dial up podcasts, that kind of thing as well. Sort of one device. Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, our goal is that someday every car has a thumb up, thumb down on the steering wheel. You turn the car on, you say start Pandora radio, voice activated. You can skip, you can thumb songs up and down, create new stations all on the fly.
That sounds really nice. Is there any engineering going on to make that a reality?
We are doing just about everything you can imagine to get that space lit up as soon as possible.
Tim Westergren is founder of music streaming service Pandora. If you'd like to comment on this or other Future Tense stories, do it at futuretense.publicradio.org. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/John Gordon, no H in John, or on Twitter, twitter.com/John Gordon. This is Future Tense.